Have you ever forged your parents' signature?
Oh, yeah. I mean, back in the day. I mean, it's been quite a while now at this point. But I would not hesitate at this point, and I feel like I would still have a pretty good grasp on what it looks like, to tell you the truth.
Me too. I could do my mom's signature like it's nothing. And you want to know how I know that?
Why?
Because I did it yesterday.
Oh, yesterday?
I forged my mom's signature yesterday.
What did you do?
It's in on Raven. So
you get a report card? It's no good? You get a letter from the HOA? You're in trouble?
That's always when you were a kid. Because I remember when we were kids and you had to sign, you had to forge your parents' signature because if you got a bad test grade, the parents would have to sign it. Now, I don't think they do that anymore because I was thinking about it. I'm like, I would really like that. I would like to have to sign every time my daughter got a bad test grade so I can be aware of it and it's not just hidden somewhere.
You know, it's funny. As a kid, you never knew when the calendar fell that the midterm reports of the report card were going to come out. Like, you were unaware. We didn't know. Now, if I had a cell phone, obviously I would program all that stuff in there. So I already had my lies ready, prepared, ready to go, how I was going to intercept these things, the carbon paper, so I could practice with a pencil the signature first. I'd be ready.
Yeah. Have you ever forged your parents' signature? You can call 1-800-330-9999. Here's what happened yesterday. It's right after dinner, right? My toddler, Dakota, is going crazy. She's on my hip. The dog's barking. There's a knock at the door, and then the doorbell rings, and that sets off my dog, Lila.
She's going
crazy. And now Dakota's crying because Lila's barking, and it's complete chaos. You know? But I go to the front door.
God, I can't stand solicitors.
Well, here's the thing. Neither can I. But I'm like, how am I not going to answer the door? It's so rude. So I peek out the window, and it's a very nice-looking young lady with her mask on, and she rings the doorbell, and she steps down. I go, huh. And so I open the door. I'm like, hi. Now, keep in mind, Dakota's crying.
Sure.
Dog is barking. And she looks a little bit like, should I come back another time?
I just want them to run away. And I never want them to come back.
But she says that she's working on a grassroots initiative that they're trying to get change done for environmental good. And she has.
Oh, boy.
Oh, but she's got all the information. And she looks so hopeful.
You don't even recycle half the time.
Yes, I do sometimes. Most of the time. Like 99.
So whatever. Sometimes. So she didn't want money. She just wanted your signature.
So she wanted my signature on this thing. And I said to her, I got my hands full, but come back. And she's like, okay.
Oh my gosh. I told her to come back.
I close the door and I think about it. And I think about young Anna, who would have had that same drive and that same like go-getter attitude. And I think to myself, it's not easy to go knock on people's doors, you know?
That's true.
And I said, you know what? I handed my husband my toddler.
You chased her out.
I chased her. So now I'm running down the driveway.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Excuse me. Wait. And I don't even have my mask on. I'm like, oh, my God. I go, I want a sign. I want a sign.
You want to save.
Yeah. So she goes, she comes, she's so excited.
Right?
So I sign, and then I feel bad that I sent her away. I go,
that you only gave her one?
Yeah. I go, I'm going to sign for my mom, too. And she goes, you don't have to do that. I go, no. She just lives down the street. It's fine.
Oh, my gosh.
So I sign for my mom, too. I go, I just forged my mom's signature on this that I believe is going to the governor. But I felt so bad for her. It felt like a good time to forge your mom's signature.
I think that if I was your mother, I would much more prefer if there's going to be a follow-up. Because now she's on a solicitor list. You realize that. Now that's going to be a house that they were successful on. I would rather have you forge fake report cards, real report cards, will and testament, power of attorney, virtually anything other than that.
Well, I feel like I'm doing something good for the environment. And kudos to her for doing that. 1-800-330-9999. When did you forge your parents' signature? Have you ever forged your parents' signature? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. This is nuts because when you think about forging your parents' signature, you think about being a teenager or doing something like when you were young. I did it yesterday.
I felt so guilty.
An activist showed up and she was a young girl and she needed signatures and it was like something about she wanted something to be more green and she was trying to get. And I felt so guilty because at first I was like, I can't deal with this right now. And I closed the door in her face and then I stopped and I said, if that was Anna,
young
20
Anna,
years ago,
that could be you could be the person by signing that paper that gives her the power to go on, or you could be the one that crushes her dreams.
So I chased her out and I signed, and then I felt so guilty that I had asked her to come back at another time, knowing perfectly well I would never answer the door at another time.
Right.
That I also signed my mom's signature for the house down the street.
You sicked her on her. Basically, you did a juke. Like if the bear's running at you, you did a juke and let the bear eat your mom.
I was thinking about it. I'm like, my mom is all about saving the world. Like this, she's in for this. Let me just. Do I remember how how to make that M in Maria? I sure do. It's like riding a bike. You never forget.
It's funny. I always remember my mom's signature, too. Also a Maria, and her M was the signature move. That and the O. So I had to have the M and the O for the last name. And if you have those right, the teachers wouldn't even look anymore.
Right. And there's certain times when you have to forge your parents' signature, and even though it's illegal, you still do it. And we were wondering, when was that for you? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. You forged your parents' signature?
Yeah, I did once. I had to. My mom passed away, and we needed to sell her car. And it was taking forever to go through probate, so I just forged a signature on the title.
I'm telling you, you know, sometimes you just got to be resourceful. The easiest answer is the best answer. I've done this and seen this happen with families before.
What?
You know how many times the thing that was supposed to go to a certain person disappears because somebody up in the family actually did that. So I'm with you, girl. If that was something you needed to get rid of, you're going to sell that car. I mean, nobody's keeping that old Mazda from 1982 anyways.
Wait a minute.
Sell that
thing.
Put that signature on there and sell it.
But aren't you worried somebody's going to be like, oh, she died. And
what?
This is dated after she died?
Don't worry. No, you dated that day.
Yeah, it's backdated. Don't worry about it.
The day that she was going to die, she signed over the title of her car?
It was a good day. She had a good morning.
What?
And then after, it didn't go so good in the afternoon.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I feel bad for you, but that seems very strange to me.
It's effective.
Hi, it's Yana and Raven. Did you ever forge your parents' signature?
I actually did just a couple of weeks ago. Parents wouldn't let me get a pool pass for their condo complex. I moved out last year, so they said that according to the rules, I don't live there anymore and I can't have one. So I was like, I don't think that's going to work for me. So I picked up the paperwork, forged my mom's signature, and guess what? I now have a pool pass.
That's so shady.
It's tough when your parents are rule followers, right? And you're a rebel. It's been heat wave after heat wave after heat wave. I get it, man. You did what you had to do. Survive.
Your mom's going to look out the window and yell to your dad, Daryl?
Right.
Daryl, is that Daryl in his Speedos? What's he doing down there? My gosh.
Don't wear the Speedos to a condo pool. Never.
I used to have a whole group of guys that used to show up in Speedos all the time.
I feel like that was a joke,
right? No.
Wow.
Nope. Them and their wine coolers. Yeah.
Hey, man. Enjoy the pool.